Obama is leading Mitt Romney. Howard Fineman, Joan Walsh, thanks for your time.
Love Talk Radio.
That is the
Wisconsin, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight, the Wisconsin primary. Right now, the polls just may be open. There's zero, or closing in just a couple of minutes. There's 0% in, and the first incredible thing about the primary is the turnout. They've had to call extra, I'm sorry, the recall, they've had to call in extra poll workers. Something that I learned today that I didn't know, I didn't think any states did this, but Wisconsin has day of registration. You come in, you register to vote, and you go and vote. That's really interesting. John McCain got pounded in Wisconsin in 2008, and then Scott Walker comes and wins by 6 points in 2010. Lots of things going to happen. If you got some ideas here, just give me a call, 347-945-6713. Let's talk about recall. Let's talk about initiative. Oh, and there was a third one, and oh, my history is slipping me. Three ideas that came out of the Midwest and the progressive movement. Somebody help me. Initiative, recall, and I can't remember. Well, you know what happens when you can't remember? In 2012, you have to go to Google. Recall, initiative, I-N-I-T. Oh, and referendum. Oh, God, how could I forget that? But those three ideas came out of the Midwest, and there was a great movement in the 1890s, the whole progressive movement, Robert La Follette, and a lot of republicanism, actually. It's all gone crazy over the years. But initiative is where the voters can create their own laws and put them on the ballot in a election for in the fall. Referendum, remember, is where the people approve or reject something. And, of course, recall is removing the recalled, but that's direct democracy. That's what the whole thing was. And eventually, Teddy Roosevelt, actually, when he was rejected by the Republicans, excuse me, in 1908, ran as a progressive in 1912 and allowed President Wilson to defeat William Howard Taft, who was the sitting president. This was a real interest. Now they're putting on all this stuff on the Rachel Maddow show. But recall, initiative, and referendum. Straight out of the South. Hey, 9353, glad to have you along in the chat room. Have you got something that you want to talk about? This is an amazing thing. There is the recall is too close to call. Now, I have relatives in Milwaukee. I hope they voted in this election. God, I hope they voted to recall the governor and put the Democrat in, but it's much more important to me, anyway, that they voted. There's no point having all of these kinds of direct democracy issues if you're not going to use them or participate in them when they come about. But Wisconsin has turned out in mass numbers today, apparently, and it's going to delay a lot of the voting. And with all of the on-site registrations, the legal stuff could go on for a long time. Now, if the governor loses, when does he have to get out of office? Tomorrow? The only thing Democrats have been able to come That's really interesting. If you know the answer to that question, why don't you give us a call? 347-945-6713. Hey, 9353, where did you go? Oh! How many people out there listening have any idea what collective bargaining is? And how important it is to everybody in an industry? One of the things that collective bargaining does, and for some reason, people think that public service workers have no real rights to collective bargaining, and I don't quite understand that. Hey, 9885, welcome to the Norm at Night Show. So are you a union man? Or are you a right-to-work man? Because the fact of the matter is, right-to-work states where there is no collective bargaining or very weak collective bargaining become low-wage states. A person has to have enough money to live, no matter what they do. Why can't we understand that? Well, the other amazing thing about this election, I guess we find out if elections are auctions, because Scott Walker had $27 million. Tom Barrett had $4 million. That's a pretty amazing thing. But why don't you give us a call? Give us your opinion on this whole Wisconsin exercise in direct democracy. And if Scott Walker manages to protect his position, he will be the first recalled governor in U.S. history to survive the recall. There have been three others, and sort of four if you count the guy from Arizona who was impeached before the recall date. And but it's a real interesting thing. Somebody give me a call, 347-945-6713. And would you have voted for Tom Barrett or would you have voted for Scott Walker? We know that I would have voted for Tom Barrett if I lived in Wisconsin. I thought about moving to Wisconsin so I could vote for Tom Barrett, but that's an exaggeration. We know that. You also should know that, yeah, I'm a union man. I actually was a United Steelworker for more than a little while, but not for a real long time.
President Obama would win by 12 points.
They say now that President Obama would be leading in everything's too close while the polls are just closing. Turnout. That's what's all over the TV. Hey, 9885, how are you doing? Come on, give us a call here. 347-945-6713. But Scott Walker, the governor of California, who was recalled and removed from office by the Arnold Schwarzenegger, and God, I never did fill in on my sheet exactly who was the three governors. Let me check this out again. Yes, of course. I go to Google. Three governors who were recalled. Let's see what it comes up. There's Scott Walker. Now remember, recalls are local state things. You can't recall a federal official. That's a really interesting idea. Well, lots of people think Scott Walker is going to win. The anti-union governor faces a recall on Tuesday. There is little question that he is a anti-government or anti-union guy. Oh, shoot. Where did my stuff go? Oh, no. God dog it. I'm sorry, Blocked. I'm still in the studio. The connection's staying there, but it's the chat I'm losing. God dog it. I'm sorry. If I cut you off out there in the chat room, please come back. Now I'm not even getting the... Oh, no, I've destroyed my chat room. I get so excited with these elections. Somebody give me a call since I've lost my chat room. I don't know. Since I have no callers, I'm wondering if anybody's even out there listening. Norm at Night, Wisconsin recall. I don't understand what's going on here. Shoot. I don't know. The polls are officially closed in Wisconsin. First returns are in, and Walker is winning. The lieutenant governor is being recalled, too. The whole thing is just insane. There we go. I got my chat room back. Hey, 9885, I'm glad to see you're still here.
Ron, thanks very much for joining us. It's nice to have you here. Nice to be here, Rachel. How are you?
One of the things that's real, I just found this difficult to believe. Dirty tricks. There was a robocall that went around Wisconsin that essentially that was made to people who had signed the petition. That's all public record. So a robocall went to them telling them that if they had signed the petition, that was all they needed to do.
Scott Walker was a lead, but of course that really doesn't mean anything if
this early stage of the game.
Scott Walker is leading at this point.
It's finally going to be the end of this, and the beginning, if you will, for Scott Walker to really get down to business, and that this election will give him a mandate to continue the reforms that he has been trying to carry out. On the Democratic side as well, because...
Well, Scott, you know, there's a guy on TV, he's talking about that this will be a mandate for Scott Walker to continue the reforms that he was trying to carry out. He wasn't reforming anything. What he was doing is taking the progress that we've made in states like Wisconsin towards freedom and human equality and going backwards with them. That's not a reform. That's a regression. And I really do not understand how people can want to regress like that.
But at this point, the partisans on both sides...
This really... I'm not going to say what I think it really smacks of. But we got about 39 minutes here. Come on out there. I'm sure there's people out there listening who don't like what I'm saying. Call me and tell me. Let's join the issue. Now Rachel Maddow's going to Barrett's headquarters in Wisconsin, Milwaukee. That's where my cousin lives.
What is the Barrett campaign telling you about their expectations for tonight? You just heard from Ron Allen over at Walker headquarters. He says they're confident. They think they're going to win. What are you hearing from the Barrett side?
Everybody's very confident they're going to win. Well, let's see what happens. We got 38 minutes left here in the Norman Knight Show. What do you think of the recall? That's the one that has me a little bit... No, they're already talking about a recount, 5% of the votes in. Recount. That doesn't sound like somebody confident to me. Walker's people are not talking about a recount. Barrett's people are. This is going to be really close. This is kind of exciting. This is like a warm-up for November. Does this say anything about November and what's coming up in November? 347-945-6713. That's the number. You can get on with me right now and reach my audience. No, I'm not a bestseller, but I'm approaching 60,000 listens. And, you know, I'm kind of proud about that. And I hope that I'm going to hear from some of you. Let me go see what's happening in the tweet world. I don't know how many of you tweet, but I just find Twitter to be the cat's meow. I cannot tell you how much I love Twitter. Oh, password. What is my Twitter password? Shoot. You know, passwords are a real interesting issue. Did I get it? I did. Hot dog. Let's see what's going on. Oh, that's another interesting thing. Well, I'm checking the tweet first. Construction. We need it now more than ever. Venus passed between the sun and the earth. And there's a picture of it on Twitter, actually. Oh, wow. Isn't that something? Well, you know, if you go to Twitter or you're on Twitter, why don't you just follow N. Constantine, the Norman Knight Show? And if you do, you will be able to see this wonderful picture from Marty Williams, because I'm retweeting it. And it's a beautiful picture. I hope people look at it in all the science classes. I'm not sure what's going on. Here's a real interesting one about the whole recall thing. Wisconsinites get their lives and maybe their state back tomorrow. Okay, crystal ball, who cares if you could compare tonight's results to the 2010 results? I guess, you know, that'll be interesting for tomorrow. Most people already voted for Barrett during the day, okay? The polls are closed. Governor and Lieutenant Governor races too close to call from the Ed Show. Ed's coming back on live at 11 p.m., so you might want to tune in for there. The 99%ers, Cleo the Leo, claims that the 99%ers movement was born in Wisconsin, in Madison. Maybe it was. I don't know. But Cleo the Leo says she wants Barrett to win by 1%. That would be cute. I want him to win by one vote. You know, as long as he gets one more vote, but we'll have to see. Crystal Ball. You know, I can't imagine somebody whose last name was Ball would really name their daughter Crystal. I mean, that's just not right. Dylan Radigan, he's another one of my favorite guys. Voter turnout. They had massive voter turnouts in Wisconsin today. And so that's a good thing. Let me go back. Oh, I better go back and check. Hey, I got a call coming in. Yeah. Go ahead. You're on with Norm. Hello? You're on with Norm.
I'm talking.
Oh, yeah. Well, somehow your mic went hot. So what do you think?
Too early to tell, but it doesn't look good for the union folks.
Now, you say that, yet they have massive turnouts. That has to be good for the union folks.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just looking at, you know, I mean, they put Walker in office to clean things up and balance the budget. And that's what he's doing.
No, that's not what he's doing.
They're getting what they want.
Get this straight. He's not doing that at all. What he's doing is taking Wisconsin back to 1870.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far back.
He's taking them back before the recall. He's taking them back before initiative. He's taking them back before Haymarket Square.
Well, you know, there's one thing that I think you're making a mistake on. You think that this Walker thing is just a local event in Wisconsin? It's not. Do you know what we've got going on out here? City of San Jose put an initiative up to the people to vote on the pension benefits for their city employees.
That's what initiative is for.
Right, and they're giving them the choice. Either you pay an extra 8% towards your pension, or we reduce your pension. But this is the first time. In fact, there's another smaller city doing the same thing. They're addressing the problem of government right now. It's too freaking expensive. In my city, 80% of the general fund goes to employee pay and benefits. So we got to shut down our swimming pools this summer to pay their goddamn pensions. The average pension is $95,000 a year. We're getting screwed, Norm.
I'm sorry.
We're getting screwed.
The people
are voicing their resentment, their lack of trust in government. They want it done, and they're tired of getting ripped off by goddamn unions.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Make that joke.
Why do you think the city of Vallejo is bankrupt right now? And it only took the firemen and the police to do it.
The decline of unions.
Hey.
It's
a cop on the beat makes $200,000 a year. What is that?
People don't have any money.
But you're going to tax my pension to pay for their pension.
So?
Their pension is three times more than mine.
It's called collective bargaining. Collective bargaining floats all boats.
Collective bargaining should be illegal for any government employee, except in the case of health benefits and working conditions.
That's nonsense. In fact, I'd take it to the military.
Military, you don't even throw them in there. Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Really? Would you like to pay the military overtime? You know and I know. Nobody wants to pay that.
It could be collective bargained.
Oh, well, you know, on one hand, I don't mind because you'd make the cost of war so expensive, they wouldn't do it anymore.
There's
somewhat of a benefit
the
there.
The first responders, they're our heroes, they're our this. Well, when they want money for what they do, all of a sudden they're the enemy?
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden when that ambulance doesn't show up in front of your house when you're dying of a heart attack?
Because
the firefighters are working one shift a day instead of three? Well, you know, have your heart attack from 8 to 4.
Anybody
could have become a public service worker. People laughed at them. They scoffed at them. They looked down at them.
Yeah, but we're talking, what, 40 years ago, 50 years ago? Things have changed. Things have changed a lot.
It's gotten worse.
See, my job and most of our jobs, the price of labor is determined by the marketplace. But that's not true for government employees.
Sure it is.
Hell no.
Hell yes.
They get cost of living increase and then whatever. And you know, it's just there. It just keeps growing every year. Now with me, you know, I've got all, let's face it. The marketplace determined that I should retire early, and I did.
The top 10% of the pop. I'm sorry, I'm cutting off my callers, and I shouldn't do that. I apologize.
Go ahead. concern.
No, the disparity between there's no even semblance of this thing they call the middle class anymore. It's gone.
Yeah, well, I'd say there isn't.
Gone.
Well,
everybody,
you know, it was pretty much bought on credit anyway. Don't you think so?
No, I don't.
Well, I think so. Because people had mortgages and car loans and student loans, and that's what financed the whole lifestyle. Credit.
So what... yeah, like Billy Clinton said yesterday, yeah, let's just do austerity. Yeah, why not? Let's just do budget cuts. That will be just like the Europeans. Our unemployment can go up to 11%.
Well,
let's just take all our millions of dollars. You deny these poor slobs their pensions, but heck, put all your money offshore so we can't tax it.
Yeah, well, I guess we could get somebody to, you know, close up all the loopholes. ExxonMobil pays 40%.
The guy that wants to be president of the United States has his God bless it money offshore.
Okay, with the exception of Altria, ExxonMobil is the most hated company in America for a Democrat, for a liberal. Apple is glorious. Oh, we love Apple. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't love Apple.
Oh, come on. Well, you don't live out here. You got to know what's out here. But
no,
ExxonMobil pays a 40% tax rate, and Apple pays 9%.
Yeah, and
because they're better
at
evading taxes.
Whoa. ExxonMobil made $9 billion last year.
Do you know what Apple makes? they're actually comparable. Yeah.
I am not an Apple fan.
Oh,
I've
I
never
thought you
been
were.
An Apple fan. I think Steve Jobs was a charlatan.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know this. I thought you loved him and his products and the whole world.
No, the guy I love was the guy I loved all the time was his partner.
Oh,
the other
the wise.
Wozniak.
Yeah.
He's the guy that invented everything.
Yeah.
Jobs was just some hippie who went off to India to contemplate monks or something. You're going to get me. You got me started.
Oh,
people are going to be listening to my show and they're never going to give me a job.
Well, we don't want to get too far off topic, too.
We're right on topic. Oh, and let's see. What do I got? About nine? No, I got about 20 minutes left.
There you go.
So we know something that the wonderful senator from Maryland introduced the Equal Pay Act into the Senate. And
mm-hmm.
I just want all you women out there listening to know that your wonderful Republicans, led by the Senate Minority Leader, filibustered it today.
Yeah, well, you had to expect that.
They didn't even have the stones or a cullions, as they used to say in the neighborhood, to vote against it.
Mm.
Now they'll claim they weren't against it. We're just doing everything we can to defeat Barack Obama. God, we can't be having the monarchy president.
Yeah, I have to say, there's a certain amount of truth to that. And I hope if Obama's smart, they'll call him on that.
You know, I'm starting to think he's not so smart.
Yeah, well...
The difference between, have you seen the pieces on the difference between me and Billy Clinton yesterday?
Oh, no, I didn't see anything.
Oh, God, they were on the same podium together at some fundraisers. And, I mean, Bill Clinton was on fire. He was just on fire. It was Clinton at his best. I hope he just doesn't die before November.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think he's good since he lost the weight.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't apologized yet for signing NAFTA until he does that. You know, he's on my shit list.
But see, I'm not an anti-NAFTA person.
Yeah, well, we've actually discussed that probably.
Right,
death,
I know.
But,
you know what the first NAFTA was?
Tell
the United
me.
States Constitution.
Oh, good God.
That was the first NAFTA. That established the greatest free trade zone in the world at that time and still to this day.
Okay, well, but you
get... Hell, you can't even... You know, they worry about how Europe is going to get a common currency. God, you can't even drive a train without changing the wheels every 200 miles.
Oh, I know. That was pretty crazy. Same thing with telegraphs. So they were bizarre.
Well, the telegraph wasn't so...
Well, the South didn't want them because they felt it was an intrusion on their rights.
Well, the telegraph actually cost America faster than the internet spread across America. The telegraph was there's this great book by a guy named Tom Standish called The Victorian Internet. And it was all about how the telegraph and how it spread across the country. And that's the kind of thing we should be doing now with broadband.
Yeah.
But all anybody wants to do is fix bridges.
Well, we haven't done that in quite a few years.
Actually, that's probably true. But a big, it's all over the papers here now. They're fixing. What a nightmare. It's Well, I guess you got to do it in the summer. You can't do it in the winter.
Well, I mean,
but there's a cross bridge.
I mean, I look at the Golden Gate Bridge and the Bay Bridge, and I mean, these are monstrous, huge projects. They
and
need
you know,
year-round maintenance, and people pay toll to fix them. A user fee, that works out fine for everyone.
Yeah, but they paid for the Golden Gate Bridge 1,000 times.
But the maintenance is ongoing. You have to...
All right, let's just be... straight up about it's not the user tolls. It's so that the businesses don't have to pay it. The common users pay all the road tolls.
Well, why shouldn't they? They commute across it twice a day. Of course, same way you pay your fees on the state thruway or almost any of
the thruway is paid for 100 times. The real fees come from the majority of people, but the real it was built for the transportation industry.
Well, we all know. And they, you know, obviously they pay more in gasoline tax and whatnot, you know. They use it more, they pay more.
Well, I'd say make the subways free.
Oh, subways? There aren't that many subway systems in the country. I mean, we have light rails and whatever. But even those, you know, like the one we have here is underutilized. I think there's only one or two routes that even break even.
But the whole fact of the matter is none of these states go bankrupt if we put a curb on this giant, useless military.
Yeah, well, you won't get any disagreement from me on that one.
And it pays... Everything gets paid for.
Well, not everything, but a lot. We don't run a deficit, let's say that.
You know, and all these states, in, well, the other thing that nobody wants to admit is the federal government could take over all the state budgets and all the states, and the states would disappear. Simply become administrative units.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's have another civil war on that one.
I know. I won't even approach that. That's like, that's way out there.
But that's where we've been moving in that direction since the end of the Civil War.
Yeah, but, you know, let's face it. I mean, you know.
You think, what do they call that? Revenue sharing is bad. Wait till the federal government just starts, if you follow regular law, you know, regular law cases, Mississippi discriminates against its people because its education system is nowhere near as good as Wisconsin's.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if you, I think, I forget the percentage, but it's a fairly large percentage of the schools there, no other state or school, no accredited school will accept the credit,
now?
You know.
Are we talking about Mississippi?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, one thing I have to say, you do have a few schools who, you know, are under contract with the military. Some very good, like the University of Maryland, and some not so good.
Wait a minute. Well, let's backtrack here a little bit.
Oh, okay, sure.
The University of Maryland is under contract with the military?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Explain, please.
They have classes and teachers at bases all over the world.
No. Dad.
Dude, I went to them.
Wait. But that's simply... I know about university college. I have a master's degree from university college.
And I took several anthropology courses in the little town of Gelnhausen. And my teachers were all hired by the University of Maryland.
Right. And, well, the University of Maryland University College.
No.
But
it wasn't that one. It wasn't
yes,
that it was. Bullshit college. It was the real one.
Whoa, stop. Don't you dare call University College that bullshit college.
It was the real thing, dude. I'm not kidding you.
I know the military. It's provided by University College, not by the University College Park.
Let me take a peek here.
I almost went to work for them, but I didn't want to move to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
My family didn't want to move to Europe. But anyway, I love University College. It's the biggest online university in the world.
I'm trying to get my...
It's exceeded the British Open University. It's utterly astounding. And they actually just came under federal scrutiny for...
Yeah, well, see, this is the one thing I think they... There were other schools that would give you credit for just about anything you did. Basic training became phys ed, and they gave you all kinds of credits for your AIT training and that sort of thing. Okay, here is...
What's AIT?
Advanced Individual Training.
Oh, not infantry?
No. Individual, because it just covers all of the secondary training. You know, you first is your basic, and then you train for your MOS, you know.
How many years were you in?
If you count reserve, 8 years.
Oh, so you only had 12 to go. Then you could have one of those pensions. Nobody bitches about their pensions.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you do it through reserve, you still don't get it to your 65.
Right, and you also get a lot less because it's still figured on your best 3 years.
I don't know about that. It was
You were on the old pension system. Because my brother-in-law pulled up. I think it was a fast one, but it was perfectly legitimate. He was in for 10.
Yeah.
Left.
Well,
went in the reserve when he got to 17, he went back on active duty with the rank of captain.
Uh-huh.
And so he got a new set of best 3 years. And then he retired at 20.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, he made a bundle.
Yeah, I'm looking at the University of Maryland University College, and they have a military program. Chris, remember, I was in, this was 30 years ago when I was in.
The University of Maryland College Park actually has a unit in Berlin.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one I was in, they actually were in association with Heidelberg, and then I think that's where all the teachers
were
hired.
That was College Park. That was College Park.
And we had teachers, a lot of our teachers were German, English-speaking, and...
Well, when I was in the master's program for the distance education, I had two professors in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And that was, I really liked it. But anyway, hey, anybody out there, 347-945-6713, don't be afraid to join in here. If you're a righty, you can say, you got the cult. He's out there just ready to join forces with you against the poor, underprivileged left wing here.
Let's see. MSNBC projects Scott Walker as winner.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
There we are. So, well,
damn it.
Yeah, our polls out here don't close till for another hour.
Scott Walker retains the governor's seat.
Yeah.
God, there's gonna be a lot of disappointed people. There were a lot of high hopes that this is going to turn around for the people of Wisconsin, the workers. But the question now is just how aggressive is Walker going to get? He's going to get a lot of national attention because of this. It would seem to me that the Republican Party is going to have to sign the platform at the national convention and prop him up. I think the Romney campaign is going to be pointing to him as the agenda that they're going to follow.
Yeah, I hear Ed talking about Romney.
Apparently Scott Walker's retained the governor's seat in Wisconsin.
Right, right.
Maybe we should all start rereading Sister Carrie and all of other Theodore Dreiser novels, because we're going back to that time, people.
Oh, geez, Well, let me tell you this. If the government stays as big and overwhelming as it is, forget about capitalism and socialism. We'll be in feudalism. All we'll be doing is working for them. Married to the land.
61% to 38%.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? That's huge. Well, that's their projection, but still, that's 500,000 votes.
Oh, well, let's hope he's somehow connected to Thomas Dewey.
Yeah. Oh, here's a couple of things you may not have picked up in the news. You saw Romney out at the Slender plant out here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know that a couple days afterwards...
He just lied.
Yeah, well, he did lie, but this is just a little side note. A company that he gave money to when he was governor, out of some general fund for solar energy, went bankrupt like 3 days later.
I didn't know that.
And it turns out there was another company, one that, in fact, I invested in years ago, called Evergreen Solar, and it turns out they got money when he was in office. Of course, they've been bankrupt for a couple of years. So, you know, it just goes to show. Now, these were not anywhere near the size of the Solyndra loan, but it just shows you how much these two guys are not different. They are the same thing. They are the same thing to me. You there?
I'm just in. I have some sadness right now.
Okay, well, you know, I'll allow you to grieve.
They said, you know, they were talking about recounts. 60 to 30.
Well, I wouldn't bother with a recount with those kind of numbers. Jeez.
No, I know, but I mean, to even pretend like there was going to be a... When the gap is that wide, somebody knows.
Yeah. Well,
Rachel Maddow looks like she's going to cry.
Yeah, she's not a happy woman, no, not at all. And old Ed, no smiles on Ed tonight. there was something else about Romney, too. I forget at the moment. But what I'm looking for with them, since I'm not voting for either Romney or Obama, I want to make the point to people that there's no significant difference between the two. They're corporate shills. And, oh, the other was deficit spending. There's an interview from last year where they asked him about, you know, cutting the deficit. And they asked him, would you do this in a recession? He goes, oh, of course not. You never cut spending during a recession.
Hey, wait a minute. He's making a comeback here.
Oh, there we go. 60 to 40.
He picked up a percentage.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I guess I just live in a past time. Where people deserved, I don't know. I guess America's just going back to its old bad habits.
Well, we'll see what, I know where unions have been useful and necessary and have done heroic work, but I don't think these are the days. Like so many other things. They're fat, they're spoiled, they're corrupt, you know? And the same is true for the business community, so I don't want to, you know...
Look at all those creeps. I'm in sadness. Well, since America has returned to its bad habits, the last minute of this show is going to be America Has Bad Habits. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Norm. You take care. Don't take it too hard.
Don't forget, folks, we'll be back next week to start the fight again. 347-945-6713 is the number.
Killing me.
America's got a lot of bad habits. Tune in to Norm at Night next week. We'll see you next Tuesday.
A long time into the night. I think everyone's quicker than most people thought, though. So.